Okay. All right, Bam, look, maybe you're pissed because you didn't land on the box, but you ran up front, you got starts. Like, it was a better race for you tonight.
Yeah, I showed a lot of potential. I mean, showed my old self a bit tonight, which was cool. It has been lack of effort, that's for sure. We've been trying hard and working hard, but thankfully the team kept believing in me, and we made a step forward tonight. So, I rode good I got a good start. Rode good in the beginning, then I got tight in the middle, rode a little better at the end. Just need to put it all together, honestly.
Yeah, it was one of those nights where it was almost the least amount of mistakes. Everybody made them.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. I mean, that was Indy's gnarly always, but that's one of the gnarlier ones that I remember. So, I like this place, though. It was fun. It's a good racetrack. The Dirtworks guys prepped pretty good for us tonight, which was nice because it would have been even scarier. The whoops were challenging. That was in the beginning, I skimmed whoops good, and then I had to go to jumping because they got tore up, and I just struggled a little with that and got tight. But it was a good race.
Pace up front for you again. Like, we know what you've done in the past, but you fine with that? Like, as far as, like, you're like, oh, I remember this. I can do this.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, felt way better. I needed to – my bad stuff tonight was the one rhythm section before the whoops. I missed it a couple of times, which killed me, and I struggled in the whoops. So that's really it. Other than that, I think we're in a good spot. Just keep getting good starts now, and – they felt good to start up front, that's for sure. Because
You and Mookie, it was going to be interesting this week.
Nothing
I meant, just
no,
racing.
No. I mean, we all are. I mean, Mookie picked it up, at Tampa. Me and AP are picking it up now. So, I think it's just a comfort thing. We've been struggling a little bit, and we haven't. I mean, Daytona, I tried to change my bike a lot, and it didn't work at all. This weekend it was back to base from Texas. Just need to leave the bike alone now. Little clicks here or there. Like tonight, what I struggled with was my front was sticky in the whoops. Like I couldn't, like I was off balance a lot. So if we could have fixed that, it would have helped. But all in all, bike was good. I executed some good stuff, and I just needed to be a little better in the middle of the race to get a podium.
The thing with AP, not your fault, just slid real. But you knew. You're like, oh shit.
I heard the crowd. I felt him tap my wheel. I thought he held it up, and then he fell. And he's like, I was frustrated at first, but it was racing. And me and AP raced good, and that was a bummer. He went down though. That sucks, but just racing.
I guess for you, podiums, top fives is kind of like going forward. That's where you want to be, right? Absolutely. I mean, that's where you think you should be.
That's where I feel like Texas. We got really close, like nearly top five there, and then Daytona was a fluke. Because I jacked with the bike, and tonight was back to Texas feel and speed. So, and I met the better half of you this weekend, so that made me go a little faster. Brother was here, so
classier one.
I'm just busting your balls. We go way back.
No, that's good. Well, last thing, Ryan Mills, re-raceables. It was cool to hear from him.
I'm hoping we get to see Mills at the track one day. That was who I wanted to be, Ryan Mills. Yeah. I remember just being a little kid and him coming to Walden MX and riding his factory 252 stroke, 125, whatever. And it was just dreams. And to follow, like, kind of in his footsteps going to with Ziggy and stuff was special. So hopefully, Mills lives down near us in Claremont, I heard. And hopefully Seth drags him out to the track.
Yeah, that's cool. No, it's good to hear from him. Thanks for doing this, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.